Hello, everybody. So this is about Andy Burnham, supposedly the man of the moment, and saying that he is the best option for Labour. Now, don't be mistaken, I loathe him. He's evil, like almost every Labour politician. He's so often wielded his power against the most vulnerable members of our society. So he's vile, but he's not stupid. He's an effective public speaker. He's got poise and presence. He's clearly got a following, and now he's been elected Mayor of Manchester thrice. I know you might say that's not difficult because considering Labour's had the majority of seats or councils in Manchester since the 1930s. Okay, well, that's true. But it was some of the times when he was elected Manchester was a particularly difficult time for the Labour Party. And I think where he's going for it now, it might become difficult again. Suppose he didn't get back into Parliament, complete his third term in Manchester. If he tried a fourth term, that might be really challenging with Reform UK having a serious presence up there. All right, so Andy Burnham, he was an MP, a fairly successful cabinet minister, respected by his civil servants, and it's very revealing which cabinet ministers are rated by the civil servants and which ones are deprecated by them. So he's happily married with the two children. Now, I don't care about that, but some people do. His wife's a Dutch woman indeed, when he's very laddish because he was part of that football task force, all the rest of it, a special advisor under Tony Blair. Now, this is one of his flaws, is that he's never worked outside politics, never had a real job in his adult life. So his backstory is not that fascinating. He came from a lower middle class family in Liverpool, went to Cambridge where he read English. So he's not put a foot wrong. He's very cautious what he says. No gaffes. That's it. I suppose he dresses the part. Many people are that superficial. I mean, he's fairly good looking. He's almost like a slightly older Northern English Tony Blair. And of course, he's a throwback to the Blair era, to the supposedly the glitz and the glamour of cool Britannia. The only thing is about 56 now, when Blair became prime minister at the age of what was it, 43. You just look at the approval ratings. He's the only one with a net positive approval, proving the king of the north. But for a long time, he's been the king over the water for some Labour people toasting him when they think that Starmer is dreadful. Remember, Starmer took over in 2020, just before coronavirus struck. So Starmer's been leader of the Labour Party for 6 years now. Not that long, really, most of that in opposition, and not even 2 years of it in government. So Wes Streeting is not particularly liked by his cabinet colleagues. He's unpopular amongst the public, is seen as oligenous, too vain, too clever by a half. Too much of a dandy. So I don't think he'll get it. Is there still some homophobia around? I don't think so. Maybe some anti-gay prejudice might count against him. So always telling us sob stories about his difficult upbringing and his gangster grandfather. Now, who else did that leave? The problem, hello, what the love heart's about, Clear Boofy, is Angela Rayner. Angela the Thief Rayner. She said herself she was a thief. Now, not in relation to tax affairs, into terms of stealing things from shops, but okay, that was a very long time ago. I don't count that against her. But she is a thief regarding tax and regarding her council flat, which she pretended to be living in when she's subletting to her brother, and Greater Manchester Police let her off. So it doesn't make sense. I suppose an explanation that she was completely vindicated by His Majesty's Revenue and Customs. So if she became Prime Minister and then somehow leaked what really happened and she's lied and she didn't pay a fine, then that might bring her down. So she's a problem. Plus, she's thick, she's overly emotional, she throws tantrums, she's just histrionic, she just doesn't have the cognitive functions to do the job, and she'd be a huge embarrassment on the world stage. Whereas Andy Burnham would not. I have confidence that he can find Ukraine on a map, which I don't think Angela Rayner would know which continent's on. So Angela, he probably is the best of the options. I mean, Al Khan's okay, but he's just not politically experienced enough. Ed Miliband, no, he failed before. Why would you bring him back now? I mean, he's pale, male, stale, straight, and a Londoner. Burnham, at least, is not from London. I know that just because he's very popular in Manchester doesn't automatically make it sure he's going to be popular throughout the United Kingdom. He's old enough, but not too old. I mean, I don't really care. We're going to prime minister in his or her 30s, his or her 70s, but probably the extreme end of the age range, I might think would be unwise in either direction. So maybe he looks like the part, and a lot of people do judge a book by its cover. I don't. So I know he's posing as the left of the party, but I reckon that's just positioning. He was very Blairite when that suited him. So I think he'll talk left, but I don't think he'll do anything stupid economically. if you look at his attitude to fiscal policy in Manchester. So a highly efficacious transport policy there with his trams and buses and all the rest of it. Very popular. He's got the common touch. He can do his walkabouts, always a dab hand with giving the right sound back to the media. Very cordial relations with the press pack in Manchester. So I think it's not just Mancunians would like him. So that seems probably the best option they have. But he's got a couple of hurdles to get over. Like I said, will he be even selected as a Labour candidate? Will he win? And the people of that town, they may not like it, saying we're just being exploited for some personal ambition. He may well lose that because remember, didn't Reform UK take every single council ward there? So it's by no means a foregone conclusion that he'll get in. Even if he got in, he could lose it. He became Prime Minister, he could lose it in 2028 or something. I think it improbable. No sitting Prime Minister has ever lost his seat or her seat. People generally like being elected by people represented by famous MPs. Like 1997, a Conservative vote went down everywhere except Huntingdon, the Prime Minister's seat, or last time Richmond in Yorkshire. The Conservative vote went down everywhere except Richmond because that's where Rishi Sunak, the then Prime Minister, sat. What do you think? Who's the best option from a Labour point of view? Well, thanks for listening to me. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecarlan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.